Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Are you an author? Do you want to be one? A new publisher is in the area. Let's go in-depth with David Albee with Neoleaf Press in Knoxville. David, what's Neoleaf Press?
Neoleaf Press is a small but growing independent publishing company now based here in Knoxville. It launched in Des Moines in the fall of 2017, and we're now located here in Knoxville, as I said. And we provide both fee-based productions and marketing services to independent authors, and we do sign authors under our imprint as well. We currently have two authors signed, and we possibly may have a third and a fourth by the end of this calendar year.
Well, that's exciting, a new business coming to Knoxville. What got you interested in publishing?
Well, I've been in the printing trades and in the publishing world in previous careers. My latest career was a desk job for over 20 years doing marketing and communications. And when I left that job, I decided that I wanted to go back into the publishing world, but not working for someone else. So I launched Neoleaf Publishing. And then I met my partner, Cassandra Den Hartog, who is originally from Knoxville. And she was previously a self-published author. She writes paranormal romance. Neoleaf Press last year republished one of her self-published works and will be launching at least two, if not three, other works of hers through this coming year.
And you have some other authors as well. Tell me about their work.
We do. We have two authors signed with us currently, Stephen Brayton, who writes a number of different things, but his primary work is a series of mysteries involving a female private detective located in Des Moines. And we also, last year, near the end of the year, signed another author. His name is Dennis Malsby, and he writes a fair amount of, he's a retired bank president and a veteran, and he writes quite a bit of military history and military-oriented work, but his work that we'll be publishing in March is called Winterset. It's set in Winterset, Iowa, and it's the story of an Irish Catholic priest who's close to retirement, is assigned to a parish in Winterset, and then finds that it's the center of amazing paranormal activity, and he finds himself fighting alongside witches and werebeasts, fighting evil paranormal entities, many of which are based on Irish mythology, such as leprechauns, succubi, and so on.
Well, that sounds interesting.
It is. And like Stephen, again, Stephen in his Des Moines Private Investigator series uses real Des Moines locations, businesses, street names, things of that nature. And coincidentally, in Winterset, Dennis does the same with actual Winterset locations. So it feels like you're in those towns, which are local towns for us here in Iowa. But there's some different things going on that you might not really encounter. Hopefully, especially in the case of Dennis's work.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with David Albee with Neoleaf Press in Knoxville. Well, I always like that when there's a place I know and I can recognize the streets or the places and I can imagine it in my mind where
exactly
the protagonist is.
Yeah, it makes it a little more of a fun read. Mm-hmm. But they're excellently written works, and we're excited to have signed both of them through this past year.
Well, and it seems that there's, I don't know if I'd call it a hotbed of talent, but there's a lot of talented writers around. I know the Marion County Writers Workshop run by Dr. Mike Vanetta. You know, there's a lot of writers here working well with each other.
Absolutely. That's actually how we met Stephen. My partner Cassandra has been a member of the Marion County Writers Workshop for years, and I'm not sure how long Stephen has been participating, but we were attending Writers Workshop meetings, and he was talking about his last publishing company having gone out of business, and he needed to find a new company. And it happened to be, as he was telling us that, it was at the same time that Cassandra and I were ramping up and fully launching NeoLeaf. It had been a part-time operation of mine for about a year before, mostly doing production services, editing, book layout, and so on, which is the other side of NeoLeaf Press. We will do individual work, fee-based, for independent authors. So if someone is self-publishing, but they don't know how to properly and don't want to take the time to learn how to properly lay out their book for ebook or print production, we will do that for a fee. So in addition to signing authors, we provide production and editing services for independent authors.
What's it like working with the authors? I mean, the authors are working very hard. They think they've already got it perfected. They don't want to change anything, or are they receptive?
Well, in the case of the two authors that we've signed so far, they both are very knowledgeable of the editing process, the collaborative process of working with a publisher, and that in part, besides the quality of their work, is why we signed with them. We're very selective in signing authors or working with authors, both from the point of view of their work, but then also that they understand that if they work with NeoLeaf Press, it's a collaborative effort, and they still need to be involved and understand that we will work with them. And for instance, when I edit a work, all of my edits are suggestions, but some of them are really strong suggestions. And so far, it's been a very good process.
What's sort of the ratio of sales? Are print copies outpacing electronic copies or vice versa?
In general, electronic copy sales are outpacing hard copy sales. But there's a lot of exceptions to that, and it depends on the, and I'm talking about not just NeoLeaf Press work, but the current publishing world in general. There are, if you're signed with one of the big publishing houses, they are still very heavily oriented towards the printed book. And in particular, they're the ones that still do hardcover. We don't, for instance, for our authors, unless a book would become very successful and have a lot of resources that we could call on, we don't do hardcover, because a paperback or perfect bound cover is more economical to do. Or the not just the cover, but the book, that book format. In general, ebook sales are somewhat, heavier than print sales, because again, it's much more economical to produce.
Mm-hmm. And to purchase.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with David Albee with NeoLeaf Press in Knoxville. If I have a paper option over a hard copy,
oh, absolutely,
where I will go too.
But there are still enough readers out there that want the physical portability of a book, the physical feel, and even, enjoy the smell of a newly printed book, that the printed book hasn't disappeared and probably won't in the near future. But the convenience of electronic format is too tough to ignore.
I presume you're looking for new authors to sign?
We are. We have tentative possibility of signing our first children's author sometime later this year. And there's a second, again, another person who's a participant in the Marion County Writers Workshop has a collection of short stories that they'd like to be published in a volume. So we're in talks with him. And we we're, again, as I've mentioned, we're fairly selective in choosing authors that we would actually sign to become a NeoLeaf Press imprint author. And the main criterion is the quality of their work, but then also it has to be, as we meet and talk with the author, we have to know that they will participate actively in the collaborative process, and even beyond the production of the book, the marketing and promotion of the book as well, to get it out to its readers.
Now, it seems with our shortening attention spans and, you know, our heads into our phones and computers, that it might be time for, I don't know, a short story revival. Maybe short stories are more in our future than, I mean, like they were years ago and then sort of faded away.
That's true. You might be very well right there. For instance, in Dennis Malsby's publication Winterset, we are producing it as a full novel, but it is actually a series of linked short stories. So they are very craftily linked together. You could read any one in any order, and he's linked them in such a way that they are readable by themselves, and they're a complete story arc and very satisfying read just for each one. So that is, there's even a trend towards what's called flash fiction, which is even shorter than a short story, maybe 500 to 600 words, that is even more caters to that short attention span. It's kind of the literary equivalent of the soundbite.
What's the best part of publishing?
The best part of publishing is definitely meeting people, and that's both authors to work with, and then one of the major things that NeoLeaf Press builds into its marketing mix for our books and for NeoLeaf Press itself is live event appearances. So you get to meet a lot of readers and talk to them about reading and about books. And it's wonderful to see someone's face light up as they talk about how much they enjoy reading, whether they still like paper, hard, you know, physical books, or they're an e-reader aficionado and have never picked up a printed book. It's still that joy of reading that you see in people's faces that I love the most.
Thanks to David Albee for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.